Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, August 22nd. Tesla is evidently changing its solar strategy by starting to move away from having its own installers and relying more on certified installers. It's laying off staff working on deploying its own solar installations, and that's how we know. Tesla first started by certifying third-party Powerwall installers some time ago, and the company later used the same approach for solar roof products with its solar installers and roofing companies. More recently, Tesla even started to provide solar panels and solar inverters to other installers. But now Electrek has learned from sources familiar with the matter that Tesla has been laying off staff at energy offices across the U.S. Tesla has laid off several solar roof installation crews and energy office employees in North Carolina and Maryland. Sources say that more layoffs are even expected. In Electrek's take, it appears that outside of the actual energy storage hardware, Tesla might want to make itself a real energy product in the form of software. Virtual power plants and Tesla Electric very well could overtake the auto sector in terms of profitability. And if you don't believe me, I heard it from Elon Musk. For reasons that are not entirely clear, Tesla keeps creating new paying accounts on X, formerly known as Twitter, to the point that it's now likely paying around $20,000 per year to be on the social media platform. As a public company, Tesla will have to disclose this and other related purchases and relay that to shareholders. Now, granted, $20,000 isn't very much compared to Tesla's scales of operation, but it does lead to other questions. The social media platform X has been having issues behind being profitable with advertising, and it has turned to subscription services. Twitter Blue, which is now called X Premium, is $8 a month. And for the platform pushing subscriptions for businesses, this is called Verified Organizations with similar features. It's a little more expensive at $1,000 a month for the main account, and then $50 a month for every other affiliated account. Now, what this has to do with Tesla is that Electrek found 13 affiliated accounts off of Tesla's main account, meaning that Tesla is paying $1,650 per month. Now, some of these accounts likely won't raise too many alarms, such as the account for Tesla North America or Tesla Europe, but Tesla also has made separate accounts for Tesla Optimus, another for Tesla AI, yet another for Tesla Megapack, and so on. Many of these accounts are dormant, with Tesla Optimus account only posting once since it was made in January. The automaker has also been paying affiliate accounts for executives such as Franz van Holzhausen, Drew Baglino, and Tom Ju, who rarely use the account for anything other than reposting Tesla's official posts. Again, we're talking about some incredibly small expenditure for a company that is doing $750 billion, but it does raise some eyebrows when the waste goes straight to the pockets of X, which is owned by Elon Musk, who happens to be the CEO of Tesla, as I'm sure you knew. Lucid Motors' recent price cuts have been well received by customers, according to CEO Peter Rawlinson. The company's leader also said that the Gravity electric SUV launch is on track for November. Amid a wave of price cuts that started with Tesla early this year, Lucid slashed prices on the Era EV by up to $12,400. Rawlinson said the company reverted to its original pricing, which he believes they got about right. He added, quote, "We hit some really inflationary challenges, particularly in batteries, as we got into summer of 22. So we had to take a price action accordingly. But I'm delighted to say we're back to our original pricing structure, and that's been well received by customers and the market alike." Now, aside from this, Lucid is also set to release its first electric SUV, the Gravity, which Rawlinson says is indeed on track for its official debut. Amtrak has rolled out its first electric bus, and not just for cameras to take pictures of, it's in actual use. Amtrak has replaced a diesel-powered bus on the Pacific Northwest Cascade route with the first electric bus. Amtrak's electric bus is a 45-foot Van Hool CX45E, has a 660 kilowatt-hour Proterra lithium-ion battery system, and 260 miles of range. It's owned by coach operator MTR Western, and can make the nearly 200-mile round trip on a single charge. The company is evaluating other routes within the national network for EVs and alternative fuels. Korea's first all-electric production car is due for a resurrection. Kia is set to revive the Ray EV just next month, and we're excited because it's an entry-level mini car. Kia first introduced the Ray EV back in 2011, a close relative to the gas-powered Ray CUV. Powered by a 50-kilowatt electric motor and a 16.4-kilowatt-hour battery, the Ray EV offered up to 86 miles of range. Really impressive for such a tiny tot. The mini electric car was discontinued in 2018, but now Kia is looking to revive the Ray EV, and industry sources are predicting that it might help revitalize South Korea's mini car segment. For the first time since its introduction in 2011, industry sources expect it to land on the top 10 best-selling cars in South Korea. Chinese automaker BYD will continue its global expansion with upcoming EVs to debut in Europe, not only under its own namesake, but alongside the official launch of its Denza sub-brand. That's right, a new brand called Denza. To begin, BYD's premium brand, as they're calling it, will officially launch at the IAA Mobility in Munich a few weeks from now. The sub-brand is a joint venture between BYD and Daimler AG that actually started back in 2010, but has only produced a single EV in its first several years. Daimler has since lowered its stake in the venture to 10%, but Denza still offers two fully electric options in China, the latest being the multi-purpose vehicle called the D9. This will be the EV to kick off Denza's entry into Europe, although the sub-brand has not officially divulged when it will begin. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Peter Broderson 6080 says, "Japan cannot afford to let Toyota or Honda fail." Well, Peter, that would certainly be an interesting turn of events if the Japanese government, or rather the Japanese taxpayer, had to bail out Toyota or Honda. I'm going to guess that whatever fate falls on one will happen to the other, so perhaps they would have to bail out both. With the two of them making the same bet on hybrids and fuel cell vehicles, perhaps a large chunk of Japan's economy is all in one basket. Now, from what I understand, Japan's economy hasn't been growing at much of any rate since the meteoric rise some generations ago. I would hate to see all of that go down the tubes on one bad bet. The two companies seem to have stopped resisting the EV transition, as they did before, but their turnaround into the space is not as quick as I would like, but I suppose that's the plight of every early adopter, to wish that everyone else would just go faster. Thanks for your comment, and thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.